الله الرحمن الرحيم السمر يوبتنا استرابي battle of Uhud when the Muslims were in minority, but Allah Ta'ala gave them victory. But due to certain circumstances, there was a misunderstanding among the Sahabas, which caused a very big harm. The 70 people, Muslims, were to be shaheed. However, I'm not going to go into detail of what was the problem, but the misunderstanding is what it can cause. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran that this immediately in lot of orphans and lot of widows because of the 70 shaheed. Allah Ta'ala mentions that you must not eat the possession and properties of the orphans, which is happening today too much. The people take responsibilities of taking care of the orphans, but they do not fulfill their rights. Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Kareem Sallam said the seven things that is most dangerous and most severe sin. One is to eat the possession of a yatim or an orphan or destitute. Second is a person who commits shirk. Third is that person who kills someone without any reason. Fourth is that person who flees from jihad, he turns it back towards jihad. Fifth is that person who deals in interest. Sixth is that person who do jadu, to do jadu. And the seventh is something that I can't remember now too. Maybe even if I remember tomorrow I'll tell you. But just to tell you that to eat yatim, the orphans, today is like this, that people do not take care of the orphans, they take responsibilities or not, they do not fulfill that thing. Thereafter another ayat came down that at that time of ignorance they should have too many wives. So Allah Ta'ala restricted to four wives only. But then said, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. But the fear must be always there that you must keep, you must be just. Allah Ta'ala, فَوَاحِدَةً. If you're not being just, then you just keep to one wife. Just to keep one wife. Because to have many wives, you have to be very careful because the punishment they have is very severe. Today it has become a fashion now that everyone wants to become a second wife and third wife, but did not understand the consequences. They don't know what harm is going to cause. Unfortunately today we cannot even take care of the first wife too. And today we can get the second wife and third because of our nafs, our desires, nothing else. The Sahaba Ikram Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not get married with that intention, now would be love. He, because of the people who became the women, became widows, and the position of that kind, the Nabi, for that reason, he should get married to them. We do not have that reasons. We all, everything is illicit, everything haram, and then we want to make it halal. Then what do you expect to happen then? There is no justice at all. Those people who enjoy themselves in this world because of fulfilling the desires, what will happen on the day of Qiyamah? Because Allah Ta'ala, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ أَلَّا تَعَدِلُوا. Have the fear that you must be very just. If you're not just, فَوَاحِدَةً. Keep to one. فَوَاحِدَةً. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, when he got married for the second time, Pirani Sahiba told him that you have opened the doors. He said, I have not opened the doors, I have closed the doors. Because they have to look into my life, what kind of life I was leading. Then from there you come to know whether I've opened or closed. Just one incident of it, one person came who knew Hazrat Thani so well. He got two watermelon to give Hazrat Thani. The watermelon came there. So he told him, you know what? You brought two. He said, Hazrat, you got two houses, so I'm going to give you two. He said, now. He said, one for one. He said, that's not right. He said, the weight. He said, I know the weight. I know how you're so punctual and how perfect you are. The weight all is equal. He said, oh, the weight is equal. Then how the sweetness is there? You're talking of equal, no doubt about it. Everything equal, how the sweetness is. Now you got worried. Look how the man, when you got a fear of Allah, everything becomes a concern. Not just for one day, I'm answering Allah Ta'ala. People just don't fulfill their desires all the time, enjoying themselves. They don't know what's waiting for them the year after. They must know what they're looking for. They make the biggest mistake of their life because they use it in an incorrect way. Because they began the wrong way, then it's going to be wrong all the time. Then he understood this as that what must happen, then he cut into half. And make sure that one must go on this side and this side, and if it's one little bit not sweet, then both will enjoy the same thing. So look how careful he was. And when he should go to the first wife, he should put his mind to how many minutes I'm there. The next wife, the same thing too. So careful, he was so conscious of everything. Who is doing that today? No one will do that today at all. So how is it possible? One should be very careful when you are doing anything. Be careful. It's just not the world. You'll be staying for a few days in this world. After this, what's going to happen? So that must be the concern all the time, that what's going to happen in the hereafter. So whatever we do in this world, Allah Ta'ala says, when khiftum Allah ta'adilu, fear that you must be just in whatever you do. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, whatever I've said, first of all, to eat the possession of properties of yatim. Today, a lot of people are using, they become, responsible people to look after the yatim properties and rest of it. But yet, no. Another thing very important is this much, that tonight was the Tarawih there too, is thereafter Allah Ta'ala speaks on inheritance, in full detail inheritance. Inheritance is something which is very important when a person passes away. Immediately you have to pay for his janaza, dafan, kafan, everything. Thereafter, whatever he owes to people that was given, that whatever he bequeathed to wasiyat, then you fulfill that thing. Thereafter you must not delay. Whatever is supposed to give into the rights of the people, must give it to them. But today is like, if you say someone that, they talk of inheritance, the man just passed away, now we talk of inheritance. But you have to talk of inheritance. You won't talk of inheritance, but you talk of 40 days, which is not important at all. Inheritance is something which is very, very important, because nothing belongs to him at all. There was one Buzruk, when he went to see another Buzruk, and then when he passed away, he made sure he put the lamp off to him. He said, no more, you can use the lamp also. So how careful and conscious they were. But we, when a person passes away to now, nothing belongs to him. Now we have to be very careful how you use and what we use. So everything comes into your life if you stay in a company of pious people and follow the Sunnah tariqah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran gives us the full detail of how we must lead a life. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, to Allah Ta'ala, whatever I said, we make us tawfiq of following every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring to our life every sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'an, alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Alhamdulillah rabbil alamin wa al-aqibat min al-taqeen. Wa salatu wa salamu sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi al-ta'in. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadah. Allahumma as'aluka rida'aka wal jannah. Wa na'udhu bika min safatika wal nar. اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا اللهم حاسبنا حسابا يسيرا ربنا اتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا انك على كل شيء قدير وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك يا رب العالمين.